Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. I'm Robbie Kukurs, your English fluency mentor and your friend, and today let's touch upon some pronunciation related topic on this video, namely how you watch out for English, new English words and how they're pronounced and how you mimic them when you're trying to speak them out loud. And here's a very curious situation I had a few days ago at work. You see, there's a girl who only learns to speak in English and she asks me questions through her friend whose English is much better. And every day I have to answer 2, 3, 4 questions in relation to how you say this or that particular thing in English or how you pronounce a certain word or a phrase. And the other day she asked me through her friend how to pronounce the word drank, as in the past tense of the verb to drink. And I told her it's drank. And then to my big surprise, she repeated in perfect English, drank. And guess why it happened? Try to think why she didn't perform the typical mistake that so many foreign English speakers do when they read the English word letter by letter, and they would most likely say something like drank or drank in case that particular language has the rolling R, as in my language. In Latvian, we roll the R's, so many native counterparts of mine wouldn't have said drank, but they would have said drank or something like that. So try to guess why that Polish girl, right? She's Polish and it's an East European language. It's a Slavic language, which is quite close to Russian. And I speak Russian too. And I'm pretty sure that we all have the rolling R's. So why did she not say drank? Why she said drank in perfect English? Here's why. She quite naturally somehow, I don't know why, but I suppose it happens at a subconscious level. She's not even aware of that she's doing that. She equated the English sounds to her native language, to Polish sounds. And dr, as in drank, it's not the D, it's not drank, it's dr, drank. Drank, something like that. Obviously, there is such a sound in Polish. And she picked it up just like that. So when she pronounced the English word drank, she did it with a perfect pronunciation. It's amazing. And it got me thinking, that is the perfect way, right? That any foreigner should learn how to pronounce English words. Don't go with the letter by letter word and don't try to pronounce individual letters as such and don't combine those sounds, but just listen to how the word sounds, right? And try and mimic those sounds by equating them how it would sound in your native language. Another example, the word hamburger, right? I've heard on so many occasions that my native counterparts, other Latvians namely, go by the letter-by-letter transcription. They read the word as if it were written in Latvian. And the pronunciation that they get is something like hamburger, right? But it's wrong. No English speaker would say hamburger, it's hamburger, right? And depending on which geographical area you reside in, that pronunciation might differ a bit. In the United States, you say hamburger. In the UK, you say hamburger or something like that, right? It differs a little bit, but the basic principle remains the same. It's more phonetic, not transcriptional. You don't read the letters one by one and don't read it out as in hamburger. It's not like that. It's not hamburger. It's hamburger or hamburger, right? So, if my native counterparts, if other Latvians observe the same principle as the Polish girl did at my work, right? They would listen to the word without reading it as if it were written in Latvian. And then they would find it so much easier to mimic that word, because surely all those sounds exist in Latvian language anyway. Hem, bur, ger. Well, the letter R could be a little bit tricky, right? Because such a sound doesn't really exist in Latvian. But then again, you can imagine that that R letter is omitted totally, and it's just a long E. Hamburger, burger, or something like that, you know? You still need to adjust your tongue a little bit, but it's not as hard as you may imagine, right? And that's a take-home lesson today, my friends. If you try to pronounce English words as close to the original pronunciation as you possibly can, or you're trying to improve your pronunciation, or you're learning new English vocabulary words, please don't try to read them letter by letter and then pronounce those words by reading them out loud, but try and listen attentively and actually hear what sounds that word is comprised of, right? Just like the Polish girl did. She didn't read it letter by letter, and she didn't say drank, but she just listened to it and she just went drank, just like that. And here's another example. Last year, well, this is more about words blending together, but still, it's a similar concept, right? Last year, it's not, well, you can obviously say last year, but when you speak it out loud in conversational English, when you speak a bit faster, you say last year. It's as if there's a TCH sound in between, last year. But I haven't heard any Latvians here in Ireland. Well, my communication with Latvians is quite limited to the circle of friends that I have anyway, so maybe there are some, well, there have to be some people who've embraced the same concepts as me, but I haven't met them yet, right? So I haven't met any Latvians who would say last year. But that's exactly how native English speakers say this particular word combination, last year. So what you have to do, watch you, it's as if I'm saying watch you, watch, W-A-T-A-C-H, right? Watch you, what you have to do is listen to it and just try and hear the sounds, and don't be ashamed or embarrassed to repeat it the exact same way you hear it. What you've got to do last year, just close your eyes and try to just listen to the sounds. Don't try to see the words and the letters written in front of you, and don't try to read them out loud, because English language is not phonetic, meaning that it doesn't necessarily correspond to actual letters that the words are made up of, right? More often than not, you have to listen to it and just hear sounds and try and mimic those sounds by equating them to your native language sounds. And if you don't have those sounds in your native language, such as the R sound, you may want to check out this video. The URL is here, where I'm telling you how to get the R sound right. Then you just have to learn it. And other sounds such as the TH sound, this and that, and you may want to practice a bit to get them right. But then again, if you really can't do it, there are other tricks. Instead of saying this, you can say this, and there's nothing wrong with that. So many native English speakers do that, and it's much better than saying this. which is a typical mistake of so many Eastern Europeans who are trying to get pronunciation perfect, but they can't pronounce the word this in this way, this, so they say this, just because their English teachers have probably forced them into this wrong habit at school. But you can just replace that sound with this, this. Imagine that the word THIS becomes DIS, this, and it's much, much better, right? So there are little tricks and shortcuts into how you can make your English sound a whole lot more native-like without compromising too much on your speech, so to speak, right? Anyway, thanks for staying with me, my friends, today. If you have any questions, please feel free to publish them in the comments section below, right? Thank you and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.